Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey y'all, it's Brenda. Just giving you a quick content warning. Holla at your girl.
We talk about murdering people, getting murdered.
Yeah.
Brenda getting
There's
murdered.
There's a lot of content warnings there. Like,
they
bad
also
relationships.
About sodomy, I think.
Sodomy at one point. Toxic relationships.
Brenda got murdered. Brenda
I didn't
got
get murdered, but, like, we do talk about, like, just forked up stuff.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there.
Who are you?
Where did you
Do
come
I
from?
Do I even know you? I mean, like...
Do you come here often?
You feel, like, familiar, but, like, I can't place your name.
Sorry, I just coughed in your face.
Is this, like, a podcast?
Sorry, I don't have my mask on.
Do you, like... Can you, like, give me a ride? That's from that sweater song. Hello, this is Linda and Brenda. I'm Brenda.
I'm Linda, which
back.
I forgot that
I'm
I was. I'm
back! You always forget who you are.
I know. Well, I am Linda. My wallet says so. My keychain says it.
I am Brenda. Samesies.
This is a podcast that we still have, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
It's been a while, but we're back.
It's been a while. We had to go on holiday. I can't sing that song. It's too high, that Madonna song. We went on holiday for a minute, but we're back.
Sorry we didn't tell you.
We forgot to tell you because we're bad friends. We're, like, really bad friends.
Sorry we just ghosted you for, like, 3 weeks.
Oops.
Or longer.
Can you forgive us, please?
Bye.
We're going to tell you a really cool story tonight.
Yeah, we have something to talk about for once.
Real life shit. We're going to tell you about our real lives for once.
I need to tell them. I'm going to have to tell them.
We talk about our real lives all the time.
I'm
going
to have to tell them what I just told them again.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
She's got a girlfriend now.
I got a new squirrelfriend. I like a lot, so I'm probably going to start talking about it sometimes.
Her name is
Ivy.
Can I say it? Blue? I'm going to call
First
her...
First of all, it's not a girl.
It's a him,
We can say her, but it's a boy, but...
Blue Ivy is his... I'm going to start calling him her now. Is her name?
Sis.
Because he wants to wear wigs with us.
He wants to wear wigs with us, and he wanted his fake name to be a girl name, so...
I plan on talking to him as a squirrel friend, so, I mean, I may as well... He's a he, and her. A her.
All right, well, her
pronoun
name is Ivy.
Pronoun is, like, fluid, okay?
Her pronoun... Her choice pronouns are he, him.
Yes.
We're going to refer to him as he, her.
Or some... Yeah, he, her, sometimes.
But also, their name is Ivy. That's going to be their fake name.
I can easily do the they.
Sorry, this is confusing.
They is very easy for me.
It's a boy that I like. So he's pretty cool, guys. I just need to tell you his eyes are... He doesn't look like what
Does
I
he
thought.
Have blue eyes?
Yeah, his eyes are very blue.
So Blue Ivy, hello.
Blue Ivy. He's someone that I didn't think that I typically would be attracted to. Like, when I think about, like, my type...
He looks like a damn model. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, like, my type is, like, tan, like, really tan, like, brown eyes, brown, dark brown
hair. He looks like he
hair.
Could get tan. I've actually never met him, for the record.
He's tan. His eyes are blue, though, and his hair is, like, a dirty, dirty blonde color.
Dirty blonde.
So, he looks a lot fairer than I typically go for, but I like it a lot. He's very handsome. He looks like a... fucking Hollister model or something.
Yeah. He's got that angular jaw.
Really cool. He listens to really good music. He dresses really cool. It's just really cool all around. So, guys, like, I'm just excited to tell you that
She's
I
excited.
Am happy about it.
She's very excited, y'all. I have not met him yet, but from what I hear, he sounds like somebody that I will get along with. I'll be able to tell right off
I've
the bat.
I've just been spending, like, a lot of time with him, so it's kind of important to tell you guys.
He's a Leo, Cancer Leo.
Yeah.
Very Cancer vibes.
Yeah.
But we recently found out as sisters that we actually freaking love Cancers.
Yeah. You know?
Even though I have a shit ton of Capricorn in my life.
I love Capricorns.
My 12th house is in Cancer. And Cancer is like the polar opposite of Capricorn. And what else? I've always gotten along very well with Cancers. Like one of my first childhood best friends was a Cancer. Like a hardcore Cancer. She was, like, super sensitive. And then we don't have a fake name for Earl, but I have a close relationship with this man named Earl, who I adore, and I babysat his daughter for 4 years, and he's Cancer as shit. Like, he is Cancer through and through, but I love him. Like, we have a very special bond. It's so weird, because I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah, the only other experience I had with Cancers was these three boys that lived in this house that I used to go to like, hang out and take pictures at. They were, like, rappers. They were...
I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, I'm not a rapper, but they were, and I used to go hang out at
their
house.
Oh, yeah, the one dude.
They were all three Cancers. All three of the boys that live in this house were Cancers.
Wow. I would not want to live with three Cancer boys.
I wouldn't want to live with them either, but because it was a lot of emotions a lot of the time.
If Reggie would have lived with them, it would have been a Capricorn and three Cancers. That's like a nightmare for me.
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah,
I'm like
he
a
would
freaking,
have lost his mind.
I have a lot of Capricorn.
They never lived together. We never even published the Reggie episode, I don't think.
I don't think we did either.
Maybe we will one day.
We're gonna get together, y'all.
We have episodes. We have like lost episodes that we never published.
I got news. Mailroom. I got read by a psychic, and here's a hint. I have success and opportunity coming my way, so maybe it's in a podcast form.
She told me I needed to
start
creating the news. So maybe this is my
me
creative.
Me too.
Path.
Did she just tell us the exact same thing? She did. I'll be pissed.
Well, she told Ivy that too in front of me. Like, she told both of us that. More so him. For me, she said it was creativity or helping people, which.
She told me the same thing. Hmm. Or she also said creating art, like making art, creating art, doing something with art.
She didn't tell me that.
She told me I'm very artistic and creative and imaginative, and I'm good at, this is going to sound like a total brag, but she did. She said I'm good at a lot of shit, so it's hard for me to navigate my path because I'm, like, get pulled in all different directions. So that's something I need to focus on, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
what's
should we
new
just
in my
talk
life? Is there anything new? I mean, we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty stressed about it.
Yeah. You know?
It's kind of a weird world we live in. I have a shit ton of masks now. I just keep ordering. Oh my god, this is my new thing and it's bad. I need to stop. I get...
only need so many masks.
I keep thinking I need more because I keep getting anxious when I'm trying to go to bed. And I keep thinking... I start thinking that it's never going to end. And, like, all I'm trying to do is wind down. I, like, took my melatonin and whatever. And, like, it's, like, right before I fall asleep, I, like, kick it into high gear.
No.
Stop.
Don't ruin our podcast.
We're shutting this down, Leroy.
We're working right now.
We're at work, honey. This is a Zoom conference. I can't have my kids in the background.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jesus.
I lost my train of thought now. I can see
y'all. Your masks.
My masks. Oh, my God. Okay, so I get this, like, second wind. Leroy. And I start ordering masks at night from Instagram because all of my Instagram ads now are all masks.
Because you keep looking at them, so it's going to keep showing you ads for
so
them.
So I keep doing that, and I keep thinking, I don't have enough black masks. I just want to be, like neutral. Like, I don't want to have, like, tie-dye and floral. I just want, like, a neutral mask. I'm going to have to wear one every forking day.
Yeah.
So I, like, keep thinking I don't have enough black masks. And then I get them, and I'm like, do they fit right? Are they going to cover my nose right? I'm overthinking this to the extreme.
I have two masks.
Wow, that's... You don't really need them as much as I am about to.
No, I mean...
I'm about to lose my job.
Really?
I'm about to get my job, and I freaking am scared about it. Holy Roy. But anyway, that's what's going on in my world. I'm ordering masks. What? I did also do some self-care stuff, though. I got a bra, and I got some lotion and some smell-good stuff and some lip help.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you about the skin stuff I ordered?
Mm-mm.
I ordered the skin stuff from this, like, black-owned local business,
small business. Yeah, you did. Wait, what is it called?
Sweet Organics.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
So I got the coffee scrub. It's, like, a exfoliating scrub called Wake Me Up Coffee, and it smells so good.
It
smells just
it?
Like coffee. Yeah, I use it every Monday and Thursday.
Is it energizing?
Yeah, it's, like, supposed to... I'll show you the link. It says what it's supposed to do for your skin, the coffee one. Because she has all different
probably,
ones.
It's supposed
to
probably, like, lift up your face.
Yeah, like, puffiness, I think. And, like, I think it's supposed to, like, clean out your pores or whatever. Yeah, so really good. And then I got this lip scrub, a cinnamon cocoa lip scrub money
that's
that you can, like, lick
really
off.
Good.
Yeah, you can eat it.
did.
And this rose oil, facial oil.
I got some of that rose too. Toner.
Yeah, really good stuff. I really recommend. Fucking look up on Instagram, Sweet Organ. Let me tell you guys real quick so I don't fuck it up. And then I'll tag her.
While she's looking it up, I'll tell you, I have no earthly idea. It's probably not black owned, but I found out from my favorite murder subgroup. It was like a skincare group, I think. They recommended this brand called Zeal, Z-I-E-H-L. So I just ordered, it hasn't come yet, but I just ordered this weird like cannabis oil face wash. Yeah. So I have like really oily skin, and the girls in that group told me that, believe it or not, like face oil washes are actually good for oily skin. And then what else? I got some kind of weird scrub too.
Well, this girl, her business is called Sweet Organics Skincare. The organics has an X on the end instead of a C or S. So Sweet Organics Skincare is her Instagram, organics with an X. And she has, like, handmade soaps and all of these different scrubs and toner and rose oil. And I really like all of it. And I think that my skin is sickening, so
yeah, your skin is glowing.
Thank you.
It looks pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we're in the golden hour out here. I hope they can't hear the traffic. There's a car. We're going to have to go on an effing break because Leroy can't control
himself. Yeah, this is a good... Okay, and then we'll talk about the psychic stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get psychic when we come back, y'all.
All right, guys, this is a break.
Nobody tell Leroy, but we're back. You have to set the stage for this scene we are in today.
What do you mean?
As far as the psychic is concerned.
Well, I saw a psychic with Ivy the other day, and it was a pretty good experience. I felt like what she told him was pretty spot on, so then I got a reading, and it was pretty spot on. I wish she would have told me more, honestly, but it was pretty good. So Brenda has been wanting to go since I told her about it, so today we were just like, let's go. So we called and told them we'd be there around 6, and we got there at 6, and then she told me that I couldn't sit there because the vibrations would be off or something, so...
Like, right away, like, right off the bat. I was actually thrown off by that.
Which was weird because she read Ivy's with me sitting right there, and she read mine with him sitting right there. She didn't say anything about that.
She gave an explanation, though.
She said that the vibrations would be higher with if it were in private.
But she gave a reasoning to why she did it with y'all and Ivy. She did say something about, like...
She didn't.
Yeah, she did. You were standing at that point. But she said something like, when you and him did it together, like, that was, like, a different thing. Like, you guys... I don't remember her explanation now. Shit. But she gave, like, some kind of nothing explanation for why she, allowed that. But I think...
What,
I mean,
this you're, is like, dating?
Something like that. Huh. Maybe, like, because, like, yeah, like, you wanted the energy between y'all, like, compatibility-wise. I don't know. Yeah, she made Olinda hit the road.
Yeah, so
it was just me, and I was kind of nervous, actually. But, yeah, overall, I thought it was a good reading. Like, I trust her. She told me a lot of shit that was, like, off the wall, but we'll get to that, I guess.
Okay.
Where do I begin?
The beginning?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what she first said to you?
The first thing she said to me, well, she asked me for my name and my date of birth and my sun sign. And then she, like, immediately was like, you are a very independent thinker or independent person, independent-minded. Like, you have a very strong sense of self. Like, you are, like, about that life. And I should have just shut up, but I immediately, like, piped up and was like, yeah, but, and, she was like, yeah, but I'm not talking about that. Like, you're, like, spiritually, like, minded, you are a very independent thinker, she kept saying. And then she pretty much, right after that, she went into, hey, bud, I can't remember if she said, I think she said first, like, you have your, she didn't say it's like verbatim, but like she would say like you have a lot going on in your life and like you don't necessarily like maybe know your path right now, but like it's gonna get really good really soon. She was like really positive about it. she said that, like, I'm about to experience, like, a good, like, good opportunity and, good, like, a lot of success, she said. She said success, like, 1,800 times. But she was very vague about it. So she was like, I don't know if that means, like, your job or whatever. Something in your life is going to give you a lot of success. And, like, whatever you've been going through right now is almost done. It's basically done. Like, you've gone through a lot of shit. And whatever you have done to, like, figure it out karmically or whatever, I don't know, but it's working out for you right now. And it's about to work out for you. But, like, then she went all over the place. Then she told me I was really psychic. And we talked about that for a long time. I think we've already told our listeners and all that shit. Like, how I've been, she asked me how long I've known, like, that I've had spiritual, whatever, strengths. And, like, I basically told her as long as I can remember, before I can remember, like, I was waking my mom up in the middle of the night with, like, weird visions. But I told her that whole story, and then she said, then she said I was going to have two beautiful babies.
Wow.
And I was like, that's cool. She asked me if I have kids already, and I was like, no. She was like, well, you're going to. You're about to have two beautiful kids. So I was like, that's cool, because I've always wanted kids, but, like, I'm in no position right now to have a kid. I don't have a person. But then she told me that I have four people that are romantically interested in me. And she asked me if I knew them.
Yeah, she told Ivy that he had three people that were romantically interested in him.
What did he say?
Yeah, well, obviously one is me.
Okay.
And he said that he knew who one other one was. I'm assuming it was Lorca.
Okay. And then he didn't know the third one?
He asked about that. He didn't say anything about the third one.
I didn't know my fourth one at first. And then it might, I don't even know if I still know any of them, but it came to me later and I brought it up. But how many did you have?
She didn't tell me I had any.
Really?
So, yeah, she didn't tell me shit about my love life.
Leroy, do you want a hug?
I asked if this was a good time for me to be jumping into a new relationship or friendship or job or anything. And she said, yeah, it is. But that was basically it.
She did.
And she told me to cut out Reggie.
That's smart of her.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh my god, my dog.
Leroy, what's your fucking problem, bro?
Do you have to go pee?
I don't think you do.
You
I
don't.
Think you just want attention.
You don't. You already pooped. Go drink your water, but anyway.
Go do something.
She did tell me to take risks, to take more risks, and to stop thinking so much. Like, she definitely read me to filth, like, the library was open a little bit. Like, she told me that I overanalyze things, and I think things through five times over, and that is, like, spot on. She also told me that, like, I worry a lot, and, like, when I do that, that, like, inhibits my joy and my, like, spiritualness and my psychic ability and, like, my path to success, because I'm blocking it. I'm blocking myself. And she did tell me that my chakras were misaligned. My crown, my third eye, my sacral, whatever.
No, sir, get down.
He keeps trying to, like, get on us. And my root. And we talked about that but we might have to go on the break. My dog's being bad. I'm sorry. What the hell, y'all? I'm really sorry, but Leroy is out of control. He's about to get fired. He's about to lose his job. What do I do? Stop?
Yep.
Be right back.
Look, listen. We're going to try this again.
We were just talking about how TikTok is like Target for me. I can't go there because I get sucked in and then I just endlessly scroll.
I like it a lot.
But
I like it when I like have time to kill, which I have to. I hate waiting when I'm already ready. Like, I did my hair and my makeup, I have my clothes on, I'm ready, and then I have to wait. So what I've been doing is scrolling on TikTok because it really kills time pretty fast.
Yeah,
and that's what I did.
Surely
when we were talking to the psychic, I went on TikTok.
That's why it throws me off sometimes, because I have like no sense of time to begin with. So I lose track of time when I watch. I just, like, get sucked in, like, literally. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway. We're back. So, the psychic. You have more to say about the psychic?
Yeah, actually, I do. She talked... This is, like, the part that I wasn't... I was like looking for pretty specific answers, and the ones she gave me were like something, they were all answers that I wasn't expecting. So the first thing was the whole like success opportunity, da, 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 like you have good things coming your way, like you are going to like use your talents all over the world, basically, she said. I meant to travel. I meant to like seek adventure, and like I'm like.
Oh, he's going to the bed. He's going to the bed.
No way.
Yeah, he is.
Hell.
Alright, it all worked out.
Okay, so she said I'm meant to travel.
Nope, he just went to go get the bone.
Oh, well, good for him. Alright. I'm meant to be by the ocean. She kept going back to the ocean, water, lake, river. I said, like, yeah, I'm a mermaid, pretty much. I'm like an ocean person. She's like, okay, yeah, yeah, like on an island or something. She said big things are coming, success and opportunity are coming. At first, she was like, I don't know if it's like in your job or your career path or like something like that, and I was like, well, I really don't know what I'm doing with my life or my job, so it could really be anything. And she was like, yeah, I agree. And then later on, when she like let me ask her questions, I asked her like specifically about like my living situation, like is that gonna change, is that gonna, what's going on with that, what path am I going? And she was like, she literally said this, and it really, I don't even know if I'm ready to process it. She said, you're not meant to really be here right now. Like, you need to travel. You need to be by the water. You need to go to the water. Like, that's what's going to, like, allow you to open up a space in your mind.
Not everybody can just go to the water, though, sis.
Exactly. Like,
But
she said, and I said that. I was like, all right, so, like, which direct, like, what, how do I get to the water? And she was like, you need to align your chakras first, and it's just going to come to you. Like, it's already coming because you already put it out there. She was like, what kind of, like, work you've been doing, I'm assuming she meant by, like, the last couple of months because we've been in isolation. She's like, it's serving you good, and, like, it's paying off. So what do you mean? Is that a podcast?
Yeah.
I didn't ask her that because I'm a dumbass, but I should have.
Wow, maybe it is the podcast.
It could be.
We need to do a better job of promoting it.
Yeah, I mean, we should actually try.
I mean, I don't know how else we can be better, but
I have more, though.
Okay.
She did tell me that there is negative or dishonest people in my life that I need to cut ties with. And she was like, does that connect with you? And I was like, I mean, honestly, sure. I mean, I'm sure there are, but, like, not directly, no. Like, I can't think of anybody in mind. And then she did say that, like, I don't let people... She said, like, I have, like, a big personality and la-di-da. But she said at the same time, I don't let people, very many people in, which is absolutely accurate. Like, I'm pretty private. But when I do, I have a hard time recognizing who to trust and, like, honesty issues. And, like, bless you. I have, like, been too entrusting. Bless you.
Sorry.
And, like, I've been too entrusting in others, which is, like, absolutely accurate. So she said that, like, I need to, again, like, line my shit up so I can recognize that. And I told her, like, I've been working on that shit. And she said, like, yeah, you have been. Just, like, keep it up. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, she said I'm meant to move, travel, adventure, do more than one thing. She's like, you are not meant to do one thing. Like, you are meant to, like, do all sorts of things. She did say I should create art and help people.
Okay.
Podcast alert.
Yeah.
Is that the podcast? I don't know. I didn't ask her. I wish I would.
I wish I would have too.
What did she tell you?
All of it. She told me, I gotta pull up my notes because I already forgot most of it.
Oh yeah, my color is green. My day is Saturday. My number is 17, which I do not identify with.
I didn't even really write down everything that she said because I really did forget a lot of it as soon as I was done talking to her. But she told me the same thing. All my chakras are fucked. My third eye is blocked. I'm not grounded. All my chakras are out of balance. So I need to take a rose bath and drain the water and keep the petals and put them in a plastic bag and then bury it near water, which I haven't done yet. She said that I am going to be successful, but it's going to be a long, hard road, but I'll get there. She told me to cut my friend Reggie out. I mean, she said it was okay to, like, say, like, hi, how are you? Like, you know, that kind of thing, but, like, nothing more than that, really. It's not going to serve me, and my spirit guides were not here for it, so. She told me I was going to be married by 20 or 29, that I was going to live a long, happy life.
I can't believe she gave you that such of a, like, direct number. 28 or 29.
She told Ivy 27.
Wow.
Yeah, my lucky numbers are 13 and 34. My lucky color is lavender. My lucky days are Wednesday and Friday. What else? I can't really remember what else she told me now. I would like to get, like, a full reading.
Yeah, she did mention that at the end, and she also mentioned doing, like, Reiki, which honestly is probably our quickest path to getting our chakras balanced. It's like, I don't know, it's like a catch-22 to me, because it's like less work for us, because somebody else can, like, you still have to do the work too, but, like, they're helping you balance your chakras for you, whereas, like, doing it all alone is a lot, I feel like, would take a lot more time for me. But
yeah,
I need to do it, you know? I don't know. How much is it?
I don't know. In the hundreds. Like 100 and something.
And do you do, like, sessions or just what?
I have no idea.
Our girl Julie on Facebook is also a Reiki
master.
I'm
not paying for her.
I want to kind of get my Reiki certification. Obviously, I have to take care of my own stuff first. But I think that would be a pretty cool, like, rewarding.
You can do a free intro at the place I go to yoga. They have a free intro to Reiki.
I don't know if I'm ready for it yet, but, like, eventually I could see that in my path, yeah. I should say. She did tell me that none of my romantic interests are my soulmate, so there's that.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
But I'm going to have two kids, so, like, when is that going to happen,
y'all? Maybe you're not going to have kids with your soulmate.
Yikes. I don't know. I honestly... Out of all the blabbering I did, I should have asked her about the kid situation. I didn't. I was just like...
Yeah, like, when am I having
That was, like, in the very beginning. So I was like... And then immediately, like, she followed it up with, do you already have kids? So I was like, no. But I want them. I should have been like, yeah, so when is that gonna... All I said was, like, I was like, well, that's good to know, like, because I really want kids. But, yeah, I don't have them. And she did talk a little bit about my love life, but yeah, basically that, like, all the people in my life right now are, like, just the usual, teaching me lessons, helping me grow, like, they're all meant to be in my life, and she did say some will be in my life for longer, like, long periods of time, or come and go, but, like, they're all there for a purpose, and she didn't say it was bad. Later on, though, she did say somebody in my life is dishonest. I don't know who that is. Probably, ew, my crazy ex.
Which one?
yeah. For real. The one that tried to murder me?
Oh, well, he's not in your life now, though.
Ugh, hopefully, he's not, like, lurking.
That's weird.
I had a pretty bad one. I don't really want to get into it, but ew. Hopefully it's not
Maybe
him.
You should. For the sake of the podcast.
Oh, my God. I have, like, literal diagnosed PTSD over this, y'all. Like,
her boyfriend tried to kill her.
Yeah. And it was real subtle.
Like, real subtle.
It was real subtle.
Like, in a serial killer type
of way. He was really, really good at what he did.
He tried to poison her.
He's like a Dexter type.
He tried to poison her food. And she didn't die, but she could have died.
I should have died.
She should have died.
But I saved Sexy, and I knew, I just
It was like an episode of I Survived.
I knew in my gut, literally, because I was puking my guts out, but I knew that, like, something wasn't right. Like, first of all, I'm not a puker. So, like, for me to just spontaneously start puking at 2 a.m. is batshit. Like, it's not
like that's
realistic.
More normal for me.
Like, and I also have an iron stomach. So, like, even if I ate some weird food, I'm not going to puke it up. Yeah. I might have an upset stomach, but I'm not going to puke.
Yeah.
And this dude never, ever, ever cooked. And that was the only time I ever ate anything of his food. Since when we first started dating, like, we used to, like, make Totino's pizza together or whatever. But, like, this was, like, freaking 2 years down the road. At that point in our relationship, which was, like, a non-relationship, we had so many issues. I wasn't even sleeping in his bed at the time. Like, we weren't even, like, really actually, like, together. Like, we were in a not good spot. And it was almost Thanksgiving. And he offered to make me food. I don't remember what it was now. Like, soup or something stupid. Anyway, I knew something was wrong when I woke up in the middle of the night puking my literal lungs and guts out. And I crawled. I've never been like this, like, in my entire life. Maybe, like, the one time that I got food poisoning in Disney World, but I was, like, 8. I don't even remember it. But, I think I mostly, like, didn't puke, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I crawled from the bathroom into his bedroom. I was on my hands and knees. I couldn't even stand up because I kept puking, or I kept wanting to puke. And I tried to wake him up, and I, like, reached up to... I had already puked, like, 30 times by now, by the way. But I, like, reached up to, like, try to wake him up, and I was, like... Something's wrong. Like, something's wrong with me. Like, I can't... I need help. And he rolled around in the bed and was just like, Like, I know for a fact he was awake, and he just ignored me. He chose to ignore me. So, I think he thought I was gonna die. So, I crawled to the couch and puked, like, 3 more times. Luckily, I had a... at that point, I was equipped. I had, like, multiple trash cans everywhere. I puked like 3 more times and I fell off the couch. I was like getting so dizzy. I was getting like really out of it, really dizzy, really weak. And I fell to the floor and I almost hit my forehead on the coffee table. And that's what like made me snap out of it for a second. That's when I was like, I'm gonna, like, I might fucking die if I don't do something about it. So I called Dad, and Dad told me that he would come right away, and if I feel any worse, just like call 911, but he's on his way. So luckily I have an awesome dad, and he came and picked my ass up at like 3 in the morning, and we went straight to the hospital. And I couldn't even, like, I had to bring the trash can with me in the car, and I threw up the entire way to the hospital, throwing up in the lobby. That's actually what got me in so fast, because I was puking everywhere, or in the trash can at least. I couldn't even get through like my triage thing without puking. It was really bad. And I think they thought at first I was on drugs, and I couldn't even stop puking long enough to tell them, like, dude, I'm cool. Like, I'm not on anything. But anyway, they admitted me or whatever. And that was the weirdest feeling I think I've ever had in my whole entire life. They immediately like plugged me up to, what do you call it? Like
IVs,
like whatever's gonna like replenish you.
Yeah.
And it was before they did end up giving me like an anti-nausea thing, but before that they gave me the IV, and I could feel it going through my veins, up through my collarbone, up into my throat, and immediately coming out.
as
it wasn't even puke, it was like water.
Yeah,
it was straight up water.
So gross.
So like it was like just instantaneously, as soon as the needle hit my vein, I was like bloop.
It was
such a weird feeling, and they were not expecting it. Luckily they were able to like clean it up pretty fast, and it was water. But then they were like, all right, this girl needs some of that anti-nausea.
Did they like drug test you?
No. Well, I mean, they took my blood.
Well, shouldn't they have tested to see if you were, like, drugged?
At the time, I was so out of it and puking, I didn't even make a connection. I didn't make that connection, honestly. I was so sick for, like, I mean, I didn't get over this. It's not like your average food poisoning. I didn't get over this for, like, almost a week. Like, it was an entire, more than a week that I had to take the anti-nausea stuff. But, like, I couldn't even eat food until probably, like, the 6th day. It was bad, y'all. It was really bad. And yeah, I really wish in hindsight I had been quick enough to be like, hey, maybe test me for like a rat poison.
Yeah,
or like
what the
Freon or what the fuck. And that's not even the half of it with that guy.
What do you mean? All that weird shit in the backpack?
All the fucked up shit, the murder kit.
He had a murder
kit. The book.
He had a, oh my god, the book. He had a book about how to like get revenge on people, like tips and tricks and hacks to like get like morbid like revenge on people.
I don't even want to talk about it. It gave me it gives me
PTSD. That book.
Oh my god, and the fake thumbs.
That was so disturbing.
The fake thumbs.
He had fake thumbs that you could like slip on so that you had like a fingers. Fake fingerprint. Like fake fingerprint things. Yeah.
Zip ties everywhere.
Weird random
masks. Clothes. Masks.
He had masks too. Rope. Mm-hmm.
Rope. Yep.
Murder kit. Like, I think he was planning to murder you.
A ropey handcuff thing.
And like take your body somewhere.
I think he was too.
But like why is the question.
I wish I could tell you because I've met his parents. I don't know. Like he's really, 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 really good at hiding it. Everybody in his life thinks he's very normal. Well, I don't, not, that's a lie. The I people mean, closest to him, like his immediate family, think that he's normal.
Like, no way that you describe that murder kit could make it normal.
There's no explanation for it to be in the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it was. And when it was under the bed. And when it wasn't there, towards the end, when he got, like, he started getting, like, more reckless with it because, like, we weren't even, like, it was messed up, y'all. It was a bad, I'm glad, excuse me, that I made it through, but, like, I'm not really proud of myself right now, like, with this whole thing, like, or, like, just, like, the fucked upness of it. But we weren't really together, but I was still living there, and we, like, we communicated and stuff, and, like, we had a relationship, but, like, we weren't, like, vibing whatsoever. So, and at that point, like, I was really starting to suspect him of a lot of fucked up shit, so I didn't trust him. So I was sleeping on the couch all the time. Like, we didn't even sleep in the same room for the end of it. But towards the end of it, I think because I wasn't in his room all the time, he started getting, like, way more reckless about it and, like, leaving the murder kit around the room. Mm. And that was fucked up. And then one time when we broke up, I was like, dude, I was afraid you were going to murder me. And he was like, not you.
What the fuck?
Like, is that your response? Really? Not you.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you.
He said, no, not you.
Wow, that's not funny.
And I said, what does that even mean? And he said, no, because, well, no, I care about you. So that's that implies psycho. That the ones you don't care about, what do you do with them?
You murder them with those fake thumbs.
Yikes.
That's like probably for strangling people, like with no fingerprints or whatever.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
At the time, I mean, it was still like super messed up and I needed to get the hell out and I knew that and I had to do it like safely. But at the time, like, I was probably in denial, but I kept thinking it must be like just some stupid con artist thing, like nothing to do with women and murder, but no,
that's a murder thing.
I can't even tell you the most incriminating evidence because I don't want to get sued, but there's something really fucked up, some hardcore evidence that I found of just very odd behavior dealing with women and records.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, this guy's a psychopath. Yeah, that's one of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, that's my story. Thank goodness I got out of it. Ugh. And it was kind of hard to get him to back the fuck up for a while. And, if anybody knows anything, let me know. But as far as I know, knock on fucking wood and pray for me, I don't think he knows where I live. And he's blocked from all my social media and all that shit.
Is he?
Uh-huh. I haven't heard from him in a long time, nor have I seen him, but... Yeah, there was a period of time after we broke up that he was straight up following me, stalking me, and coming to my workplace, and coming to my house, and it was not good. But that was, like, going on 2 years ago.
Oh my god.
So that's my story.
I'm so glad that he's gone. What a weird thing. I never felt right about him. He was always a goober.
I hate it when y'all tell me that. I don't have the best track record with guys. My last ex is a good person, I will say that.
Well, it's because you don't want to hurt your feelings while you're dating someone. You don't want to tell them.
I was so pissed when, after I broke up with, I don't have a fake name for him, the one before that, Booker's friend. Mm-hmm. Becky and her friend from down there told me that they hated him. Not Becky, but like Becky's friend was like, had told Becky like 2 years prior to us breaking up, or not 2 years, but like a couple, like a year prior to us breaking up, that like, why the hell is Brenda with him? Like, he sucks.
Yeah.
But nobody told me.
Well, this guy sucked, though. The one that tried to kill you. And Dad knew he sucked. Dad should have told you.
What did Dad say?
He was a fucking weirdo.
He was a weirdo.
That's all Dad
He
would say.
Sold me on the most normal thing in the whole wide world. And I'm not going to get into the details because I'm going to be private. But, like, the most normal gimmick in the whole wide world. And I honestly, I feel like I'm so much, like, different and older now, like, going through that. I learned so much. But I noticed the red flags. I did. From the very, very first night he talked to me in the parking lot. And I ignored them. I wouldn't say I chose to ignore them. I did. I subliminally, like, I chose to ignore them.
But you can't say what they were?
The very first one was, did you hear that?
Yes.
Tyler's kids. The very first one was the very first night I talked to him, like, one-on-one. And it was just me and him. And he immediately was like, well, not immediately, but, like, after a few minutes of talking, I think he thought that I lived around the corner. Because he was like, so, what, do you live around the corner or something? Like, do you want to go, like, relax and like talk a little bit more? And I was like, no, I don't live anywhere near here. And then I opened up a little bit because I had broken up with the former dude, so like I kind of explained to him that situation. And then I think he immediately like saw me as vulnerable and took advantage of it.
Huh.
But that I immediately like, got that I had a gut feeling like he is like not a con artist necessarily, but like somebody, he's a moocher. Like he's looking for a place to crash or something. And that was very accurate, as it turns out. Down the road, it was very accurate. And then he was really good. He was really good at hiding it for a long time. I thought he was the most, and I used to say this, which makes me sick. I used to say this all the time. You're so normal. You're so normal compared to my other boyfriends. Hey, bud.
And then he ended up being the most
unnormal psycho, tried to kill me more than once. But, isn't that crazy? Like, he got me. And I used to compliment his eyes all the time. I didn't see it in his eyes at first. Ooh, I did see it one night. Oh, my God. That's when I knew. That was the very, that was like, it just came back to me. I have PTSD, but, there was one night where we got into it in the living room, and I was sitting on the couch. He was pissed about Leroy being on the couch, and then we got into it about something else. I don't even remember what, but he was, like, walking away from me, and I said, I don't even remember what I said, but I did say something, like, smartass to him. And he turned around, and I swear, he turned around, and his eyes were black. It was, like, a different person. I actually said in that moment, why are you looking at me like you want to murder me right now? And he laughed. He went, huh. And then sauntered
psycho
off.
Psycho alert.
Psycho
you
alert.
You should have left that night.
I did not react to it because I didn't want to, like, piss him off. But, yeah, in that moment, I was like, I need to get the fuck out right the fuck now. Get a plan tonight. And I sat, like, still on the couch all night thinking of a plan of, like, how the fuck do I, like, casually get the fuck out of here without him trying to kill me in the process. It sucked. It really sucked.
Wow. Wow. I hope that something really bad happens to him.
I have never seen that look. I've seen, like, I've gotten vibes for people that are not good or whatever, but I have never seen, and you hear about it, but I've never seen somebody's eyes turn like that, right? Like a flash.
Yeah.
He does not have black eyes, by the way. He has, like, green, like, really pretty eyes. Like, he looked at me and he was a different person. And it was fucking scary.
Yeah, I hope something really bad comes his way.
Well, what goes around comes around, so.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't happen for a long time.
Well,
and I wish that it would happen sooner.
I don't know. I just want him to leave me the fuck alone and hopefully not hurt other people.
Well, what else can we talk about?
But that was pretty heavy. What's
that was
our
good.
God, now I'm afraid of getting murdered again. Great.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. But
we can all
hey, my psychic
tonight.
Told me that I'm ready for some opportunity and the bad shit's done.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey,
Leroy,
bud.
Give it a rest.
Leroy, what are you doing? So, anyway, what else? Ooh, our 12 houses.
What, yeah, what about them?
How fucked up they are.
Is that what our past life was talking about?
Yeah.
What did mine say? Someone that was in jail or...
Yours is in...
A nun or... In my past life, I was someone
what
that was
you,
in...
What are you, Pisces? I don't even remember now.
I don't remember.
I have it on my phone.
All right.
My 12th house is in Cancer. Cancer alert.
Yeah,
little
I love
angel
fuck.
Some cancers. Oh, we learned about Persephone tonight.
Yeah, we did learn about Persephone. I didn't even know that that was like a goddess or whatever, but she's like queen of the underworld, and she like got trapped with Hades or something. And then
she
we learned
got
about
abducted
Medusa.
By him.
Yeah,
and then she fell in love with him later.
That's why we have spring and winter, because when she's down there with Hades, it's like winter up here because her mom's pissed, but. When she's up here hanging out with her mom for half the year, everything is like spring
Lord
and summertime.
She.
Yeah.
And everybody's afraid of her. I like to throw that in.
Yeah, everyone is afraid of her.
On the earthly realm. I can't find our the 12th house. Where is your birth chart? Do you still have your tab open?
No.
Linda. I'm getting your 12th house and your south node confused.
Hey everybody, it's me, Linda. We're back. I'm going to tell you about my south node. We thought that we were talking about what the fuck our 12th house is, but we were actually... my south node is in Pisces. So, in a nutshell, my strengths are being idealistic, ambitious, gentle, and caring, believe it or not. My challenges are that I'm disorganized and overly emotional, which is very true. Celebrities that also share this south node in Pisces are Paul McCartney and Sean Penn. I won't mention the others because I don't really care. Barbara Streisand, I guess a lot of people like. I particularly don't give a shit. Anyways, lots of challenges in their way. It's okay for those born with this placement to just let life happen till a certain point, but they need to have precise objectives and to focus on discipline because this can put them in control of their own life, whatever. Blah 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 blah.
Are you reading about yourself?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the part about like what I was in my past life.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It may look like their life is constantly having them confronting their own limits because this is the direction of for them in life. I don't know what that means. In other words, they need to acknowledge reality and what this is made of, not to mention they have the duty to know their surroundings and the mundane, no matter how dull this may seem. I don't like this.
Did you explain what the south node is?
Ah, here we go. No, I didn't. Hold on. With their mind, they can escape many patterns from before. It's very likely that in their past existences, they've been in jail or mental institutions, while some in monasteries. So basically, in my past life, I was either in jail, a mental institution, or I was a nun. So it's like, take your pick. Like, what could it be? I don't know.
The whole nun thing really throws me off.
I know. I doubt like, I was a fucking nun. I seriously doubt it. I bet I was in a mental
that's
institution.
That's also like the ultimate other side of the spectrum, but maybe not. It's like you're in a cult.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense that I would be in a mental institution because, hello, I have mental issues now. If I had lived, you know, back in like the 1700s, they probably would have thought I was a witch.
I think that you were institutionalized in some format.
Yeah, I think I was, because also, like, fuck authority, you know?
but it doesn't give you any more details. What great details?
Natives with South Node and Pisces can have many fears and nightmares because the 12th house is making them able to understand the occult and matters from their past lives.
Ooh, mine has occult too.
I do have nightmares a lot. This is weird. The placement of the South Node in the same 12th house is indicating its natives may want to sacrifice themselves and that are never able to do enough in life because they don't trust their own powers, especially when young. Huh.
But that's your South Node. So that's like where you're spiritually, physically, whatever you want to manifest or think about. That's where you're coming from, like your past life.
It talks about when you're being of service to others. They're more available for the entire world to benefit from their help. Imaginative, having a good vision, and being true artists that can make all of their creativity work in a practical manner. So, yeah, creativity and fucking being of service to others is what everybody keeps telling me to do.
Me too.
So, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything else interesting? They can be good writers and editors, also dealing with more technical subjects. It's important for them to realize problems can't just disappear without dealing with them. Oh my God, read me. So their logic needs to be developed. Yeah, well, I don't want to deal with my problems, so goodbye.
Good night.
It's very likely that they spent their past lives meditating, so they don't need to during the present one.
What? That's when I was like, wait a minute.
I don't need to meditate.
You, like, don't need to.
Already so balanced and, like, down to earth that I don't even need to meditate.
So I'm like,
crown chakra is already so powerful that meditating actually would make me too powerful and nobody would be able to be in my presence because it would be too strong for them.
I've had like 9 lives of meditating, so
I'm
like
a cat.
I have
9 lives.
I'm like pretty much good.
I'm like pretty much immortal and my aura is purple, so don't try me.
Don't. I won't not fuck you up.
I won't not fuck you the fuck up.
Oh my God. Well, that's you.
When spending
get to the part where it says put a fork in it, please.
The whole thing says put a fork in it.
Because I asked the psychic about it, and she was like, it's what you choose to do. Like,
okay, well, bitch, what am I supposed to do?
She said, do what you want about it. She said, y'all can do what you gotta do, but you have to understand the, like, weight that comes with it. Like, you can't just be fucking around.
All right. More than this, when spending their time alone, these natives can end up being paranoid because memories from their past can come and haunt them.
Uh-oh.
They can as well be bombarded. Are we recording? Yeah. Okay.
Leroy's being loud.
With information coming from everywhere and gave many fantasies which can impede them from making the difference between what's real and what's artificial.
Oh yeah, you have a hard time with reality in your past lives.
Whatever, dude. I'm sick.
Get to mine. No, go to mine.
I don't know how to do
that. It's the next tab. Just open up the other tab. Talk about my demon life. So my South Node and Scorpio, I don't want you to even have to like get into it. I just want you to scroll to the part that it talks about me being a vampire or a demon or sacrificed by like religious people. I like went through some suffering apparently. And it also says that like I might have been a serial killer maybe.
No. You're the victim of a serial killer. First, South Node and Scorpio in a nutshell. If this car would shut the fuck up.
Wow, it's a motorcycle.
God.
Ooh, cool job.
Oh my God, you're so cool.
That's a great motorcycle.
What great motorcycles?
On the motorway.
What great motorcycle. South Node and Scorpio in a nutshell. Strengths, ambitious, direct, talented, and adventurous. Challenges, pessimistic, and possessive.
By the way, this is supposed to be like where I'm coming from, not where I'm going. So I'm supposed to be, my North Node's in Taurus, so I'm like moving towards stability in this lifetime, but yes, that's my past that she's about to read me on.
Yours is so weird. Okay, South Node Scorpios are the first to help those who ended up being hurt because they love feeling how the adrenaline is pumping in their heart. So take that however you want to take
this
it.
This is the part that made me think I was a vampire in the past life.
Even when there's stormy weather, they're staying out in the cold and enjoy it.
What?
Yep.
I hate stormy weather in the cold.
No, it's like you like fucked up shit. That's what it's trying to say. Like, you like...
I do think that's maybe why I'm so fascinated by, like, true crime and fucked up stories, because it's in my... It's, like, in my karmic fucking...
The planet ruling the South Node in Scorpios is Pluto, which is also ruling over the underworld and represents death together with rebirth.
I have Pluto in, I have Scorpio and Pluto also.
The South Node in this sign is indicating people can heal themselves and regenerate better than others, but as well that they're mysterious, always thinking about their secrets, vengeful, and possessive.
That's Scorpio in a nutshell.
Da-da-da-da. Individuals with South Node in Scorpio are aware of the darkness and taboo subjects, as well as the human tragedies, which can leave them scarred, even when they're courageous enough to go through the most difficult of times.
That actually lines up with what I've read about my birth chart and stuff.
They know what a heavy spirit means, as well they have experienced moments of fear and have been suspicious.
Suspicious. Well, when I'm not my worst, I get really suspicious. For good reason, though, guys, and girls and friends, I almost got killed.
They have a lot of experience when it comes to sharing what's hurting with others, but this doesn't help them in any way heal.
Weird.
When not being able to help people heal their pain, they're going after pleasure. Being possessive, they're also jealous and envious. They think personal matters make no sense and can sometimes believe they're the only ones who know better than others. I feel like that all the time. I feel like I know better than
I was just going to say, I do not identify with that part at all. Uh-oh. I am not particularly possessive of a person.
I can be.
I can't. Yeah, everybody can. I can be. Yes, I can be.
But I can be very jealous. It's not like as well.
I can be too, but like I feel like I've... You're younger, or you're a lot younger than me. I feel like I've done the work within myself where I don't really get like that anymore. And to be fair, any time that I had been like jealous or possessive, it was because I was being cheated on. So,
sorry guys, we got to read a text from Ivy. Did you read it?
Oh no, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, he called me Nat Bug, which is what his dad used to call me.
Aw, yeah, I remember he used to call you
I that. Love when people call me that. He's the only person that's ever called me that, that's and cute. Now he just did.
I hope he's okay.
Sorry, I got in another fight. Sorry, guys, that's what the text said. I just think that that's kind of funny. I probably should respond. He just sent me an image. Let's see what the image is.
Oh, no. Guys and girls and
I hope it's not like an image of his face all fucked up.
I hope not either. He needs to be careful.
Oh, it is a picture of his face fucked up.
What's fucked up? His lip?
Yeah.
Ugh, what is he doing?
I'm just gonna say, oh no.
Yeah. We need to talk about the part where I got, I'm a serial killer.
Yeah, okay, so, hold on.
It says, like, I was either a victim of some ritual... It almost sounds like I was a vampire or a witch, honestly. Or I was condemned for being one. She'll get to it. It says something about, like, I'm no stranger to the...
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Or the creepy murder stuff.
Okay, it says that they're always looking for symbols and to obtain advice from psychics. So they should try to change their approach a little bit because the occult can't be the answer in some situations.
Oops, I just saw a psychic.
It's important that they're going after what they want in life, avoiding mysteries. Only this way they can end up trusting their instincts and their capacity of making decisions.
She did tell me that. She told me to take risks.
These natives are escaping the mystical realm at some point in their life just to deal with the empirical. When more realistic, they're also no longer dependent. This doesn't mean that they still can't enjoy their fantasies, but they shouldn't make decisions based on illusions. The South Node in Scorpio is known for the memories of emotions since childhood and the past lifetimes. Looking at it from the reincarnation point of view, it's showing how some emotions are impacting natives during this lifetime. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Yeah, I can relate to all that.
When it comes to the occult and the darkness,
yes.
Natives with the South Node in Scorpio have memories of being abused in the name of religion.
What?
Like, what? So, like, you were a witch.
Pretty much. Get to the part about the gruesome.
You were, like, hung, or whatever they did to witches, drown them.
They hung them or
remember they
them.
Would like tie them to cement or something, and if they drowned, they were a witch, but
you couldn't win because if you drowned, you weren't a witch, but you still drowned.
So
and if you didn't drown, you were a witch, so you got drowned.
Right.
So what the fuck?
So that's what happened to you.
Get back to the demon part.
There's they know how to be scary with others because they've experienced with psychology being wrongly applied, and they know how to not become victims again.
They know how to be scary with others?
More than others, they want to not suffer from any form of paranoia. They can use fear in order to control other people, but when trying to actually intervene in something, they can find themselves unable to seize. They have an almost physical need to bond with others, but only when being released, they can thrive.
What's being released?
I don't know what that means. Oh, here we go. Nothing matters that much as long as they understand supporting themselves is the only way for them to feel fulfilled.
Vampire.
South Node Scorpios can have memories of criminal activities, even torture and scary rituals.
Criminal activities, torture, scary rituals.
They may have experience with some behaviors that are completely disgusting and terrifying. For this reason, they want to experience everything themselves.
The disgusting word is what really throws me off. I've experienced things that are disgusting.
Like torture, disgusting, terrifying.
Religious abuse.
Tells me that you were like in a cult that was trying to kill you.
I was a witch in a church that got killed.
So.
I got killed.
Yeah.
I have read in depth about like my birth chart and houses. I've read books about it. And it does absolutely line up that I was suffering. I've been told through all these books that I have suffered in past lives. But allegedly, this is like the last I am like the one that breaks the cycle, supposedly, in my ancestral chart. And, I mean, the psychic kind of did say that good things are ahead, so good news.
Huh. So we didn't read our North Nodes, did we?
No, those are not the boring ones, but those are the ones that we're trying to get to. So I'm trying to get to Taurus. Where are you? You're going to Virgo.
To Virgo? Are you sure?
I believe so. Or is it Libra? What's the opposite of Pisces? Shit.
I think it's
Virgo.
I think it's Libra.
You want to bet?
Yeah. I think it is Libra. I like both. Why not both?
I like both. What is that? And I helped commercial.
I don't know.
It's Shake and Bake. And I helped.
Remember in Napoleon Dynamite where they're talking about the Tupperware and she goes, I want that.
No. But I love that
about
movie.
The boat model.
No.
I want that.
That's like the one line I don't know. Wow. Your true note is in Virgo. I was right.
Okay.
So you're going. We read about this.
Aren't Virgos kind of weird?
They're just very particular. They're meticulous about like certain things.
I do.
They're very set in their ways.
Getting more particular. That's a good word. As I get older, I'm getting very more like particular about things in my life.
Well, and your South Node said that like you need to like, get a. They were pretty harsh about it, but they were like, you need to get a grasp on reality, yeah.
Oh my god, that's why I didn't tell you. The psychic told me that my spirit guides were basically telling me, like, because I'm, like, worrying myself about a lot of stuff, they are basically saying, she didn't want to say these words, but get over it.
Get like, your life.
Get over it. And she was like, that's your spirit guides talking to you, you know how they communicate. So I was thinking it was probably Papaw telling me.
Did you bring that up first?
What?
Spirit guides or Papaw?
She asked if I had people that have passed away, and I mentioned Bradley and Papaw, and that she said
didn't ask me any of that shit.
She said that there's a third one that whose name she's getting an A name, I don't know. But she said that my spirit guides
angles maybe
are telling me
granny
to get
or grandpa.
That's what mom said to get over it, and so
to
I
get over what
like my anxiety and like all this stuff that I'm stressing out about.
That was probably Papaw
telling him, yeah, just get over it. Like,
he's probably saying it in a funny ass way, but
yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. She didn't tell me anything about
it. So I need to get over it. Yeah. I have three.
And you're moving towards Virgo, which is very, like I said, like very Well, they're just very, like, particular. Bethany Frankel is a, like, triple.
I love Bethany Frankel.
Or wait, she might be a triple Scorpio.
Virgo, I think that you've told me before she's a triple Scorpio.
Scorpios and Virgos have similarities, though.
Let's look
Scorpios
up Virgos.
Scorpios are more, like, intense and potentially, like, toxic. But Virgos can be, too. A lot of serial killers are Virgos.
I know. I saw something on Facebook that was, like, do you share a birthday with a serial killer? And there's, like, none
a lot
in
of,
April. Like, they're all, like,
there's a lot
fucking,
of Virgos and a lot of Pisces.
A lot of Pisces, yeah. You should look up what's the most common serial killer sign.
Okay. I know, well, like, I saw the same little meme, and none of them were in mine. Not very many Capricorns, surprisingly. Because Capricorns are pretty set in their ways to fix, or a cardinal sign. Why am I looking up how many what?
Like, what's the most common serial killer zodiac sign? I think that there's a lot of Sagittarius as well.
What was Ted Bundy?
I'm going to say Sagittarius.
I think he was a Virgo.
I'm going to say Sag.
These are the most common zodiac signs. Okay.
In serial killers or in general?
Amongst serial killers. Pisces.
And I know one Pisces, and I can see him being a serial killer all day.
BTK, Eileen Wuornos, Henry Gaskins, John Wayne Gacy was a Pisces, Richard Ramirez, oh my god, have you ever read about him?
I just know that he was had fucked up
the
teeth.
Vampire fucked up teeth. Yikes. Okay, so Pisces, Gemini, that's surprisingly
standard.
Not surprisingly. Peter Sutcliffe, oh, he's
surprisingly
terrible.
Not surprising at all.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Duh. Of course he's a Gemini.
He was on the cusp of Taurus, though, but, Son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Yikes. Two-faced. Sag, you were right. Ted Bundy was a Sagittarius.
Wow, I was right.
Wow.
Yeah, he strikes me as a Sag for
he
real.
He does. You're right. Okay. Dennis Nilsen. I don't know Rosemary West. Bundy was on November 24th, 1976.
Okay. You know, I'm weary of people born in...
Aquarius. Gary Ridgway. Oh, my God. He's the one that gets me the most, the Green River Killer. Because he got away with it for so long. And he had a really low IQ.
Can you imagine that there's so many people out there that have gotten away with so many murders for so long, and there's probably so many that haven't gotten caught?
Exactly.
Like, just, like, regular-ass people.
That's what freaks me out about Gary Ridgway so bad. Even more so than Ted Bundy, because at least Ted Bundy was, like, kind of, I don't know, like, charming or whatever. People thought he was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But this dude, Gary Ridgway, like, totally, like, a person that you would... Almost like an invisible person. I hate to say that, but, like... Nondescript, just like an average looking dumb fuck.
There was a boy that I went to high school with who was on the baseball team. I knew him since elementary school. Very quiet, like,
ew.
Very, like,
don't give too many details away.
I mean, it's public
still an
information.
Open investigation, I think. Have they closed it?
I don't know. I mean, this
just
was
don't give
this came
name.
Out a while ago. I won't say his name, but he was like just such, like, a person that you would just think is so sweet and, like, gentle and, like, not a dork, but, like, kind of, like, introverted and just, like, a very... And, like, he wasn't ugly, you know? He was a cute boy, like, just kind of quiet, nice. Well, he got busted with a bunch of child porn on his computer, and they found him, like, the FBI or some, like, child
yeah,
protective,
it was
like Internet
sting.
Bureau, something, like, got him.
It was a big...
Through, like, an email account to, like, some, like, black... website or something.
Ugh, yeah, that's so scary.
Which is like people that you just walk past every day, you know, that are you think are super normal, like gentle people that would never harm a fly, and like they've got child porn.
It's like so creepy.
Yeah,
that you're right. It's like I hope it's not common, but it's almost like
it is common.
I wonder what the stats are, like a one in how many.
Think about it, like think about it. Like,
excuse me, I've thought about it.
If you look up like the sex offenders in your
area, I've thought about it. I had one. Remember,
pages of sex offenders
at the Angel
House. They're all over the place.
At the Angel House, I used to live in this little cabin called the Angel House. It was like so picturesque and beautiful, And when I first moved there, I was so just like, I'm living in like a postcard. And then I looked up the sex offender list.
And they're probably everywhere.
They were the one cabin right down the hill, like less than a quarter of a mile, where I planned on running every fucking day, was a dude that got busted for a bunch of terrible shit. He had just gotten out of prison. Terrible shit. Like, I'm not gonna get into it, but one begins with an S.
How do they get out of prison? Sodomy?
Yes. With a minor.
Like,
and
what is sodomy again? Like, it's with an object?
It's like a trigger warning.
Trigger warning for real.
It can, you can put major, it in the details. Major trigger warning. But if you want to hear the definition of sodomy, continue. Real quick. We'll be quick about it. But I've learned that it can be multiple things. It can be, objects. But it can also actually be considered sometimes like the, what is the technical term, like fellatio or whatever, like forced, can be considered sodomy, and vice versa. So it's like any kind of, I don't even want to say it, but like
forced entry.
But it could also, I did not know that it could be like if some, like, trigger warning, but like if somebody like forced you to give them a blowjob, that can be considered sodomy sometimes.
Interesting. Okay, I said no, really. Well, that's...
Same. I mean, it's still really super fucked up.
Yeah.
But I always thought sodomy was, like, straight-up butt stuff in it.
I thought so, too.
I think it can be more vague than that. But, yeah, this dude was living right down the street. Luckily, nothing ever happened. I never was put in danger. I never barely even saw him. But it did freak me out, and there was a ton of sex offenders in my area. Now there's not. You have one near you.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Where? How close? I haven't looked it up where I live.
Really close.
Like on my road?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, there's a couple on that road, but there's one that's like within 5 miles. Like, it's like, he's like really close. He's like a mile, maybe less, 0.7.
Wow, so like we probably go to the same grocery store. And
yeah.
Probably the same gas station.
There's a sex offender woman that is employed down the road from me.
Yeah, like, how do you get a job, bro?
Well, you're a felon, so you can only get so many jobs. I guess you can work at a gas station. A lot of the sex offenders that were in my area where I did live, they worked at... Because you can look up their place of employment. A lot of them did work at gas stations and, like, auto places. A lot of them were self-employed, landscaping.
You know, and
I mean, not to put a blanket on anything, like, not to say that all not all landscapers were obviously sex offenders, duh, but so I did notice a pattern. It was like small businesses.
I mean, I don't mean to judge people based on their appearance or anything, but I will say that, like, you know, when I get a strange vibe from someone, I trust it, and I don't want to be near them, and it happens a lot. There's this gas station close to, like, on the way on the way to where I go to yoga. There's a 7-Eleven, and this guy, this older guy, he's probably like, 70s, maybe, late 60s, he whistles to himself, like,
ew,
songs.
Ew, stop it.
And I keep telling my friend Amber that, like, that is such a psycho serial killer thing to do. Like,
what,
don't you understand?
There?
Yeah, he works there, but every time he's like mopping or just walking around,
ew,
he's just whistling
songs.
Don't
go anymore. I have a bad vibe.
I'm saying,
I feel it
too.
In my heart. In my
and
chest.
She's like, he's just a nice guy. Some people just like humming, like singing to themselves, Natalie or
some
Linda.
Do, but not this guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I felt it. I just
and he's
feel
overly
it.
Friendly.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, psycho. You know, and he works at a 7-Eleven.
Trust your gut. That have we not learned anything from tonight?
Yeah.
I should have trusted my gut with my psychotic ex that tried to kill me like 1,200 times. Like, y'all, I haven't even gotten in. I'm never going to get into all the nitty-gritty details because it's too much. But trust me, I should have trusted my gut, like, seriously, in actual numerical terms, probably 100 times. Where I had a little tinge of a vibe that was like, this is not right. But I, for whatever fucked up reason, I ignored it. And look where it got me. In the hospital.
Well.
With PTSD. I'm doing better with my PTSD, but that was hard. That was hard.
Yeah. PTSD is serious, man.
Yeah.
Guys, mental health check. I'm doing pretty good. I just got my ADHD medication, so I'm able to focus more now on my schoolwork. So,
oh, yeah. How is that working out?
It's not really actually working that much. It's working.
Did you get a time release?
Yeah, it works a little bit. Like, I can tell a little bit of a difference, like, for a couple hours, but I think I need a higher dose.
You're still in the trial phase, though.
Yeah, they're not going to start me on anything high, but it's kind of annoying because I want to, like, really feel it. I want to work.
Yeah, but you don't want to get thrown into it too fast. And, like, you never know. Like, some people react to it, like, really
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really react to it at all, so. But I don't want to tell her that and then have her be like, well, let's try something else. Because, like, no, I want this medication. I just want a higher dose of it.
Just tell her that. Just be honest.
Yeah. I will. She's cool. She understands me.
Honestly, it's the best policy.
Yeah, I got my first C on something.
Whoa.
It was a bullshit assignment, though. Like, I knew from the beginning when I started writing it, like, this is bullshit, and I don't give a fuck.
You've never gotten a C. What was it?
I know, and it brought my overall grade down to a B+. So, I don't have an A anymore, but, I had to write, like, an essay about, like, my reflections on the revision process of my essay. My critical analysis.
Reflections on the revision.
The critical analysis essay that I wrote my first draft for, which is probably going to end up being my final draft.
What do you think about how you should revise it?
Like, yeah, like what you're not a rough draft. Like what you learn about revisions and like what revision strategies you plan to use.
Oh man, that's like my dream assignment.
It was such a bullshit assignment, and I
would have done it for you. I know that's not ethical, but I would have loved.
I read a bullshit paper.
My shit. Revising shit. Probably because
I don't revise, because I revise as I write. I do it as I write. Like,
oh, I don't.
I can tell when something sounds off after I write it down on paper, so then I start correcting it before I continue.
Ooh, I don't. Yeah. I'm like, probably it's a product of just being ADHD, but I'm a blurter. I blurt out everything on, like, Word document.
Brainstorm?
Oh, my God, yeah. All over the place. I'm like a mess. I copy and paste shit. I, like, do, like, just train of thought shit. And then I go back through it. And then I, like, cut and paste and revise. And then, like, actually write from there.
Well, I got news for her. My first draft, what she thinks is my first draft, is going to be my final draft. Because I turned in the first draft. Yeah. And got a B+ on it, so like that's good enough for me, sis.
You can at least though, like, if I got your grammar. I
changed a little bit of stuff. I added
that's
a thesis
statement.
That's
what I helped you with. The one time I did help you with it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna turn in basically the same essay and at least get a B+. So I really don't care.
Revise it a little bit.
I already did because we had to write a thesis statement separately. We did. She had us do it after we already wrote the first draft instead of doing it before.
Yeah. That's
so thesis. I wrote a thesis statement and turned that in. I'm still waiting for the grade on that, but I added that into the essay and then connected a few paragraphs to the thesis statement somehow. So
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so I should at least get a B+, but maybe
you
even
got
an
A. B+ for that?
I got a B+ on the first draft.
Without a thesis?
Yeah.
Whoa, she's
so
nice.
With a thesis. No, we weren't supposed to have a thesis.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay.
So
I want to read it out. When does it due?
I don't know. I think in the 8th week, I just started the 7th week today. I think the 8th week is when the final essay is due.
Oh, I love essays.
I hate it.
I love
so
them when I'm not writing them.
And they keep telling me that
I'm
like,
in love with essays. I love reading them.
They keep telling me that writing is such a essential part of your college coursework. And I'm like,
it
okay, I get
though.
It. Like, shut up. Like, stop trying to stress me out, though. Like, why are you
it really is, though.
Bugging me out?
Like, I
know it is.
I will say,
but, like, why are you trying to make me want to quit right now? Can you just relax? Like,
I guess they're trying to get you to understand the
I get it, Linda. Like, I fully understand that this shit is hard and you can't be a fucking idiot.
I didn't understand it when I was going through it, but I can tell you, hands down, the most educational, academic thing, strategy, whatever, skill that I learned from school, college, is absolutely writing.
I mean, I like to write on my own terms.
You have to be able to express yourself and communicate.
I found this book the other day, this journal book thing that I got from Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And it gives you, like, a bunch of writing prompts, like, really good writing prompts.
We should do a journaling sesh.
I should take pictures of one prompt every day and, like, text it to you. It and then too. We could, like, both do it.
I can show you. I think you might have even gotten me it.
I did get you something like
I
that.
I have one that I just put in the dining room today that I want to... I've been using it, like, as a journal, kind of, but, like, I haven't been looking at the prompts. I've just been using the pages.
Yeah, didn't I get you, like, a prompt book?
You've got in me a couple. You have the 52 list thing that I never even... That's what we should do.
A list?
The 52 list of happiness or something. It's on my... not my vanity. On my dresser drawer. Excuse me. In the bedroom. We should go do that.
All right. Should we wrap this up? It's been pretty long.
Yeah. We've been rambling.
good night.
I was born a rambling.
I guess you guys are
asleep now. The
sky
is really pretty right now.
It is. There's so many stars.
There's a lot of stars. We should take a picture.
It doesn't show up on the camera. I know. Like, damn it. But it doesn't look like this at our house.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I wish I had glasses on because I'd be able to see like constellations, I bet.
Oh, I love constellations. I think there's one right there.
This makes me want to play Animal Crossing.
Wow. Let's go play Animal.
Remember when you could like go look at the constellations in that tower?
Yeah.
On top of the museum with Celeste.
It's always asleep. Yeah.
Celeste comes and visits the island sometimes at night.
It's not the same. I want the old school Wii.
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta go.
All right, goodbye. I'm gonna go eat the food I got
you.
From
we're
Wawa.
Back. We love you. We're coming back.
All right, we're gonna post this
tonight. I mean,
this
not tonight.
No, we're posting this tonight.
We are gonna post it tonight. I'm saying we're coming back for more podcasts. We didn't leave y'all. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. All right, not tonight.
But love you. Be careful. Bye.
Bye.